Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello everyone, Charles Watts here. Welcome back to Inside Arsenal and welcome to Molineux, where it's just finished here. Wolves 0, Arsenal 2. Arsenal back to the top of the Premier League after, I don't know how you'd really describe this one. It was an edgy win. You know, it wasn't pretty. I don't think it was ever going to be pretty given the sort of 7 days Arsenal had had leading up to this. It was just all about the result here for Arsenal. They just had to come here, get it whatever way they could, and get back to London with two really big games still to come in the next 7 days. And they did that with goals from Leandro Trossard right on half-time. That goal was so, so crucial. And then Martin Odegaard finished it off in injury time from a tight angle. Those last 10 minutes, they were nervy, but it wasn't like Wolves were throwing the kitchen sink at Arsenal. You know, you never felt like there was the Alamo or anything like that. Arsenal were comfortably seeing, you know, keeping Wolves at bay. But when it's just 1-0, you're always just a little bit nervous about what is going to happen from a set piece or anything like that. But to be Arsenal's credit, they did defend very, very well. In the few occasions that Wolves did get in and around the penalty area, David Raya, I thought, had a really good game, made one massive save in the first half, which I'll talk about in a little bit. But also just every time the ball came in and around his penalty area, he was really dominant. He came and claimed it well. He swept up well. I thought it was a really strong performance from David Raya. The two centre-backs obviously dealt with things well. And that gave Arsenal the bedrock, really, to go on and win this game thanks to the goals from Trossard and Odegaard. The first half was, you know, Arsenal were dominant. This was a Wolves side who were certainly lacking a, you know, they were missing a lot of players. They've had their injury issues, which you all knew about. But they still worked hard. They were compact. They tried to frustrate Arsenal. Arsenal dominated for large periods in that first half, but it was a 45-minute sort of performance that mirrored a lot of what we've seen from him in the last few weeks in and around the final third. They kept getting into some good positions, but then the final action, whether that be a shot, whether it be a pass, a cross, they just got it wrong. I think it was a confidence issue or what, but they were just... when you go back to that sort of purple patch Arsenal enjoyed when you had the wins against Burnley and West Ham and... I can't even remember who else it was that they were smashing 5 and 6-0. It felt like every single week. In those moments, you know, everything they were trying were coming off. They were confident. They were trying things, and it was all coming off. The last 2 weeks or so, it's been very, very different. And you can see they're taking one touch too many, or they're overthinking things when they get in and around the penalty area. And that was very obvious, I thought, in that first half. You know, they got in some really good positions. Trossard did. He miskicked when he should have done better. Declan Rice had a couple of shooting opportunities that he put wide. But there are other chances when they'd sort of pressed well. They'd won the ball back and then they gave it away with a poor pass when they could have easily played a teammate in. There was just lots of little things like that that were happening as a half wore on that you thought, that's not going to be another one of those days, is it? And that's why I think it was so crucial that they got that goal through Trossard right on the stroke at half-time. Now, I'm recording this, you know, pretty much straight after the full-time whistle. I haven't seen any of the post-match interviews yet. I'm still sitting up here in the press box. And so I don't know if Leandro Trossard's done an interview and he's been asked about whether he meant that shot or not. I don't think he did. I've watched the replays. There's been lots of debate up here in the press box about whether he meant it or not. If he did, it was one hell of a finish. I look at that and I kind of felt like he was stretching for the ball a little bit. So he just swung his foot at it and it went off the outside of his foot and swerved perfectly into the far corner off the post. You know, it looked absolutely sensational when you first saw it. But when I looked at the replays, it's just like, oh, I don't know if he's meant that. I mean, I don't care, to be honest. It doesn't matter how the goals go in between now and the end of the season, as long as they go in for Arsenal. But it was just such a crucial goal because it just gave them that little lift before half-time. You know, if they'd gone in at 0-0 at half-time, having dominated the game, really, but not having scored, they would have been sitting in there probably doubting themselves, or memories of what happened against Aston Villa and Bayern Munich would have come flooding back. So it was a real crucial goal. Actually, I'm watching Trossard down there right now. He's just come out on the pitch. He's doing some interviews. So it'll be interesting to see what he says. I'll have to have a look later on when I get home, when the interviews go out. But yeah, as I was saying, that first goal was just so, so crucial. And it must have given them a big lift in that change room at halftime. And I thought they came out well in the second half because of that. I've got to talk about David Raya's save in the first half, because that was a still nil. It was basically Wolves' only real chance of the entire game, really, when you look at it, or good chance. And it came from a Kivior mistake. Kivior, of course, struggled in the first half an hour, but he did improve as the game went on. He got robbed of possession by Gomez. He raced through, took a shot from an angle. David Raya did really, really well to push it onto the post. And that was a crucial save, because the way Arsenal would have been feeling coming into this game, the last thing they would have wanted was to go behind. We've seen them struggle to overturn leads throughout the season, really. And given the confidence issues, they're probably clearly struggling with a little bit at the moment after such a difficult week. They did not want to go behind. So that was a massive moment from David Raya, who I thought had a really good game, actually. He was one of Arsenal's best players on the night. So fair play to him. Second half, I thought Arsenal were much better in the first half. I thought they were much more controlled. I thought they looked more confident, but they didn't put the game to bed. And the longer you do that without scoring, then it's going to get nervy and you're always going to wonder what could happen at the other end. They had some half chances again in and around the penalty area. Maybe they were taking one or two touches too extra when they could have just got a shot away when the opportunity was there. But they did finish it off right at the end when Martin Odegaard scored from a tight angle. Declan Rice, who I thought had a really good final sort of 20 minutes, half an hour, really came into his own. And he drove forward, laid a ball off to Havertz. Havertz slipped in Odegaard. Odegaard actually tried to cut the ball back. It got blocked, but it came back to Odegaard. It was a lovely finish from a tight angle for him to score. He scored two goals here last season, scored another tonight. Clearly loves playing at Molineux. And that was it was job done then. Everyone could have a big sort of sigh of relief and could start looking forward to the Chelsea game on Tuesday night. So it's a huge win for Arsenal. It really, really is. They're back to the top of the table. They're 1 point clear of Manchester City. Liverpool, of course, play tomorrow against Fulham. We'll have to wait and see what they do at Craven Cottage. If Arsenal win against Chelsea on Tuesday night, then they'll be 4 points clear of Manchester City. And that's all they could do before City's next game. Try and put any sort of pressure you can on Manchester City and see how they react to it. They've done that here tonight. They've got the win. They're going to go back to London very, very happy.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, I'm going to go through my player ratings now for you. And it was a tough one to really do player ratings, really. I didn't think anyone was spectacularly good, but I didn't think anyone was spectacularly bad either. I thought it was a very average performance with one or two players who stood out for me. And David Raya was certainly one of them. As I said, I thought he had a really good day, David Raya. He made that massive, massive save in the first half. But not just that. Everything he did well. You know, command in his box, came out, was dominant, was physical when he needed to be. It was a really good performance from David Raya. I gave him 8 out of 10. Ben White, I gave a 7 out of 10. Got in some good positions in the first half and didn't take advantage of him. I thought he was much better in the second half and played with a little bit more conviction. the Wolves fans were getting on his back about his spray tan, about England, and he was loving it. You could see he was winding them up as well, giving them the thumbs up. And I thought he had a really good second half, Ben White. I gave him a 7 out of 10. Saliba and Gabriel, 7 out of 10 as well. There's one little error from Gabriel in the first half when he gave the ball away, trying to play out from the back. Didn't prove costly. The Wolves player shot wide. Aside from that, the two of them, I thought, played very well. Saliba, as always, calm and commanding whenever he was called upon. Never really troubled too much. So I gave them both 7 out of 10. Kivior, I gave a 6 out of 10. Really struggled in the first half hour, Kivior. It was his mistake that led to that chance, which Raya pushed onto the post. But to his credit, I thought he really grew into the game as it went on, Kivior. And you know, it takes a lot when you've struggled in that first half. It was to the point in that first half hour when I thought he's probably going to have to be substituted here. If I was Arteta, I'd be thinking about taking him off because Wolves were targeting him. They were playing long diagonal balls over to his side of the pitch every chance they get. But he stood up to it really well. I thought he came through that and he grew into the game. So I think he deserves a lot of credit. I gave him 6 out of 10. In midfield, Declan Rice. I have given an 8 out of 10. I thought he was really good, Declan Rice, especially in the second half when Arsenal needed it in that last half an hour. Now they needed someone to take the game by the scruff of the neck when it was getting a little bit nervy still at 1-0. And I thought Declan Rice did that. He played a massive part in the second goal. He could have had a couple of goals in the first half himself, but his finishing and shooting let him down from the edge of the box. But yeah, I thought his second half performance was really, really good. And it was a perfect time for him as well. I think he improved when Thomas Partey came on. Whether that was because Thomas Partey gave him a bit more freedom to drive forward, I don't know. But Arsenal looked better whenever Declan Rice was driving forward. And so I thought he really came into his own in the second half. So I gave him an 8 out of 10. Odegaard, I gave a 7. You know, worked as hard as always. He's not playing with the same zip, I don't think, Odegaard, as we've seen from him all season. And that's understandable. He must be absolutely shattered. But I still thought he played very, very well. Crucial to how Arsenal play, and he popped up with that second goal as well, which was actually a really tidy finish when you look at it. So Odegaard got 7 out of 10. Havertz got 6 out of 10. A couple of shots, had one inside 45 minutes, which was saved. He's playing in that left 8 role. I don't like him as much in that role as he does when he plays centrally, but he did move centrally after Jesus went off and played his part in the win, Kai Havertz. So I gave him 6 out of 10. Moving on to the attack now, Saka had to deal with a lot of sort of man-to-man marking from Totti, who was he was on a receiving end of some big challenges all evening. He did look threatening on the occasions that he did get away from Totti and get some space. And so I gave him 6 out of 10. Gabriel Jesus, not at his best. You can tell Gabriel Jesus is still definitely not at his best at the moment. To be fair to him, though, he played a big part in Trossard's goal, lying on the floor. He did very, very well to get that ball out to Trossard. But a player who's desperately trying to find his best form, I think that's pretty obvious when you watch him play at the moment. I gave him 6 out of 10. Trossard missed a good chance in the first half, but then popped up with that massive goal just before half-time. Whether it was lucky or not, I don't care. It was just a really important goal for Trossard, and I ended up giving him a 7 out of 10. Just two substitutes from Mikel Arteta today. Gabriel Martinelli came on, hadn't really done anything. Did have a late chance when he went through in injury time. He put straight at the goalkeeper. I don't know. It looked offside to me. I haven't seen a replay. So even if he'd scored it, it might well have been ruled out for offside. But up to that, he hadn't really made too much of an impact. And Thomas Partey came on for the last 10 minutes. It didn't do too much. Whenever he got the ball, he passed it on well. But I think the crucial thing Partey did do was it allowed Declan Rice a little bit more cover to go driving forward into the sort of Wolves final third. And that obviously proved crucial with the second goal as well. Mikel Arteta will be delighted. He made three changes. I thought maybe he might make sort of four. I thought that would probably be the maximum amount he would make, but he made three from the buy-in game. And he'll be delighted going back to London. He knew how difficult a task this was for Arsenal to raise themselves after such a difficult week. And yeah, it wasn't the best performance. He'll know that was not the best performance for his side. He's seen them play much better this season. But he sent the team out. They got the job done. They're top of the table. And after such a difficult week, emotionally, physically, he'll be really, really happy with that. So I'll give Mikel, I don't know, 7 out of 10 for that, for the team he picked and for the performance that his team produced. And that's it from Molyneux. Everyone, enjoy the rest of your Saturday. If there is the rest of your Saturday by the time you're watching this, we're probably ticking towards Sunday right now. But enjoy the rest of your weekend anyway. And I will be back tomorrow to do a much more in-depth sort of take on what we saw today and react to what Mikel Arteta and some of the players have had to say as well. And if you want to get involved in that show, do let me know in the comments below. Give me your thoughts on the game. Who is the star man? How impressed you were, unimpressed you were by some of the performances, whatever you want to. Just let me know in the comments below and I'll pull some of them together as always and get them included in the show. All right, from Molyneux, it's finished. Wolves 0, Arsenal 2.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.